Now he says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Now you remember he has had that before us again. He said that there was some preaching Christ of envy and of strife. And I would say that that is probably the thing that's back of most of the differences that are not doctrinal differences. It's due to strife. Some people just naturally cause trouble. They are born for trouble. I mentioned the fact that we have such a wonderful group that went on a Hawaiian tour. They're the most wonderful people I ever met. We only had two on that tour caused any trouble whatsoever. They just didn't have the same mind, I'll tell you that. But the others did. And yet everyone was different. There were people there from the south, from the north, from the islands of the sea, from Canada. They were from everywhere. And they didn't even talk alike, but there was one mind. It was a wonderful experience. Now he says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. And friends, when you're doing something through strife in the church, you just well not do it. Be better if you didn't. And if you're doing it because you expect to be recognized, I think one of the worst things that happens today in church meetings, and one of the reasons that I don't go to very many meetings, I mean of organizations. I'm not an organizational man to begin with, but I just do not like to go to an organizational meeting where we're going to thank Miss So-and-so because she brought a bouquet of petunias, and we're going to thank Mr. So-and-so because he brought in an extra chair. My gracious alive, why do Christians have to be recognized today and commended? And you don't dare leave anybody out, because if you do, you're absolutely in trouble. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, that you're trying to make a name for yourself. But notice this, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Now, I think Euodius and Syntyche, that we'll get to in the fourth chapter, wouldn't have had any trouble if they had done things in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Now, they had had some sort of misunderstanding because each felt like that she was being put down by the other, and they just didn't want to be put down. Well, let each esteem another better than themselves. You know, we'd never have any trouble on the board. We'd never have any trouble in the choir if we had this policy. If one soloist said to another, oh, you don't ask me to sing? Ask Mr. So-and-so or Miss So-and-so to sing. They have so much better voice than I have. Sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes it's, wonder why they didn't call on me. I've got a better voice than so-and-so. And why wasn't I asked to serve on a board? Or why wasn't I asked to be put on a committee? But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. That would solve a great many of the problems. And I think most of the problems in the church would be solved if we adopted that. You know, somebody has said that the choir is the war department of the church. And a friend of mine says that when the Lord cast the devil out of heaven, he fell in the choir loft. And I sometimes think that's where he landed. And we can have trouble today in the church because this is not followed. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Now, listen to this. Look not every man on his own things. Oh, that's the danger of most of us today. I have been absolutely overwhelmed. I wasn't able to read the letter today. But I have a letter here from another broadcaster. Actually, a gift was enclosed for this broadcast. And they're on the same station I am in the state of Florida. And it said, what a blessing your broadcast is. And I said, I don't know anything about the broadcast, but I know something about that person. They're a pretty big Christian, by the way. Let each esteem other better than themselves. How wonderful that is. Doesn't that sort of get down under your skin, my friend? I'm afraid it does, this poor preacher. Let each esteem other better than themselves. Now, listen to this. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And the key, I believe, to this entire passage here through verse 4 is that word others. Others. And it's the Christian faith, my friend, that first made that word important in any language. Others. 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 Not ourselves, but others. My friend, that is the mind of Christ.